Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf lamed hey. We're holding the top line where the Gemara begins Ulur Blozer ben Azariah onto the second line. The Kamoikim Lahai Mechatzanim Yadzog. Loi Meshenechai Vachiyuchu Beis Chatzanim Vizog. Prat, I mean, how does he know about the Prat? What is this Gemara all about? So, we have to do a very, very quick summary of what we learned yesterday. First of all, who's this Reblozer ben Azariah? If you go back to the Gemara yesterday in the Amud Beis, six lines from the top of the Amud, we had Reblozer ben Azariah in the Mishnah. Obviously, a nozer can be over even if he never eats chatzanim v'zog by eating anovim lachem bivashim or drinking wine, etc. However, if you want to be over your naziris by eating chatzanim v'zog, and you remember chatzanim are the pits. The zog is the outside shell or skin.
Is that universal?
Well, that was a machlokes.
Right.
But since Rabbi Yossi says shloi tita, don't make a mistake. Uh-huh. It's like the zug shel behema. So it sounds like that's the makke bepatish. That's the ma'isa. That's how generally one learns. If you learn chumash, the assumption is mechatzanim v'zog. And of course, it's very logical because every grape has only one skin, but has multiple seeds. Assuming you're not dealing with seedless grapes, it has multiple seeds. So it makes sense to go and talk about chatzanim. Yes, we're
doing passing
like Rabbi Yossi anyway. Not halacha, not okay, I don't know that would be. Oh, yeah. Okay, nishkaf kibbutz. But getting back to Blazim and Azariah, Blazim and Azariah says if you want to be oivan chatzanim vadzog, you have to eat two chatzanim and one zog, and with that you can be oivan. Meaning, don't go and eat. I mean, you could eat 50 chatzanim if you're really desperate to eat the grape pits all day. If you want to eat one or two or three zogim, you can eat that. Gesundheit. But when will you be over on Hilchas Naziris to go and merit, if you will, Malkis, only if you eat at least two chatzanim and one zog. If you just go and eat one chatzan, or even if you eat 20 chatzan, or you just eat one zog, or multiple zog, but you don't have the combination of the two chatzanim mitazog, then you don't have the din of malchus. Why? Because it's in the pasuk mechatzanim v'yadzog. So this is a package deal in order to go and get malchus. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is a beautiful drasha, but we have one problem. What's the problem? You'll recall yesterday in the Gemara we had a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar, not to be confused with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because we're going to hear now from Barry who's the Elazar of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua and the Chacham had a machlokes legabe whether or not a person is oiver naziris if he eats alim the lulavim. Alim, of course, are grape leaves. Lulavim are grape shoots. What was the machlokes? Rabbi Elazar said you are chayiv, and the Chacham said you're not chayiv. What was the basis of the machlokes? I'm sorry?
Rabbi Elazar holds riboy v'miut.
Ah, so Rabbi Elazar learns based on miut v'riboy, and as we had in the Gemara yesterday, he starts off his drasha. What was the drasha? It says in the pasuk, miyayin v'sheicher yazir. That's a miut, the yayin and the sheicher. And then it's a mikoyla sheyosim igefen ayayin. That's a riboy. So I have a miut v'riboy. What do I learn from that riboy? I'm riba hakoil, I'm marbe everything. But I have to memayit something because it's a miyut v'riboy. I'm memayit shebeshta. Shebeshta is inedible vines, which are just so thick and so hard, you can't eat them. However, alim v'lulavim are included. So we only had the miyut and the riboy. The rabbanon, on the other hand, they darshan the klalu prat uklal. Actually, it was a prat uklal prat. Thank you. What was the prat uklal prat? Miyayin v'shecha yazir. That's the prat. Mikol eshiyos migefan yayin. That was the klal. But he didn't stop there like Reb Elazar. He continued on, Mechatzanim v'yadzog, chozer uparat, prat uklal uprat, out, iadudon alkena prat, ma prat befurish pri upsoilis pri, af kol pri upsoilis pri, and like we said yesterday, it comes to gomi marbe, the boiser, which are the undeveloped, unripened grapes, as well as the anovim shiesliu, wormy grapes. Those are, but alin and lulavim are not included. Okay. So now, the machlok between Reb Elazar and the Chachomim in terms of the approach of the Limud is really there are two differences between them. One, that Reb Elazar learns miut v'ribuy instead of prat and klal. And number two, that the Rabbanan learn prat uklal, but prat uklal uprat. Not only do they disagree that instead of just learning from miut v'ribuy, they learn prat and the klal, but they add the additional prat at the end, which is Mechatzan and Vadzah. However, Rabbi Lazar left that out. The Chum included it. And that's going to be important for the next Gemara. Zok the Gemara, top of Lamed Hey, Omer Aleph, Rabbi Lazar, Ben Azayah. According to Rabbi Lozman Azai, that's what the import of this pasuk is, of these few words, that you have to have two chatzanim, mitain zog. It's afraid to more prat minole. So then how does he know the drasha of the chachomim, where you have to have a prat uklal uprat? Presumably you can only use that prat once. You can't use it for two drashas. So once he learns this drasha, then how is he going to know the din of to be married by the pri and the psoilis pri from the goyharki and the indim dichre? And for the more simple, like Reb Lozer, the Torah meet very simple. He taka hold like Reb Lozer. They both had the same first name, so presumably they were contemporaries and friends and colleagues, and if not. But the bottom line is, you have a miut veri boy. And what am I going to do with that chatzan and vatzok? I don't use that for the drasha. Because I hold like Reb Lozer. The meat for Eva comes to include virtually everything, including alum blue lovin, and only to exclude one thing, that's the shebeshta, which is inedible. So since I don't need that additional meat for my drasha, according to Reb Lozer, Reb Lozer ben Azariah says, I agree with Reb Lozer. And I agree that alum blue lovin mataka also for a nozer to eat. And what do I do? Chatzan vatzog. I don't use it for that drasha, but I rather use it with a drasha of two chatzan mitain zok. There's another pshat and go to Rabbanan too. Whoa, now we're in trouble. Because Rabbanan do use the chatzan vatzog as the third leg of their prat uklal uprat. So what do we? How can you learn both drashas? Because you want Yisro Kataitok, Omer Reb Luzer ben Azariah, Lichtu Rachmon Lahai Mechatzan vatzog. Gabi prati, my hilchas akosve boser klal shemamin alim daive bechlal uprat. What does the Gemara mean to say? At the beginning of this pasuk of the three-legged limud over here, you have tons of enumerated pratim. The Gemara, for ease and to get us out early, only brings as the initial prat miyayin v'sheicher yazir miut or prat. However, if you look in the context of the pasuk generally, it's a much longer pasuk. The pasuk begins miyayin v'sheicha yazir, so that's yayin, and then we have the aged wine choymetz yayin v'choymetz sheicher. We have two different types of vinegar lo yishte v'chol mishras anovim, anything which is sold lo yishte v'anovim and grapes lachim fresh grapes viveishim raisins, all of these things lo yoichav. And then the pasuk continues on, actually not in this pasuk, but the next pasuk says, Mikol ha-sheyosa migefen ha-yayin, that's the klal, or the riboy, mechatzan v'yadzog lo yoichel. Why does the chatzan v'yadzog come at the end? Since we have this expansive list of enumerated items, all involving grapes, why didn't say mechatzan v'yadzog at the outset? Let it say yayin, and sheicher, and choymetz, and mishas anovim, Anovim lachim viveishim and chatzan and viadzog. All of these things lo yoichel. Then continue on. Mikol hashiyosim. By the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu split it up and put it at the end is to go and tell you both of these limudim. Limud number one of the chatzan and viadzog. The fact that it has such an interesting way of being expressed. Chatzanim, which is plural, zog, which is singular. Mechatzanim viadzog. What does that come to tell you? The din of, according to Blaz ben Azariah, that you have to eat the two together to be oivet, two chatzanim, and one zog. And the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu split it up and didn't put it as part of the initial list of pratim, but rather put it at the end after the klal, is to tell you this din of the prat uklal uprat. So therefore we're able to go and use chatzanim and zog for both purposes, for both limud. Again, v'ibo yisei mikravan, these all kadai kerem or Blaz ben Azariah. Let it go and say that the original list at the outset. Why does it put it at the end? That is the prat uchlal uprat. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu put it at the end, maybe in fact that's the only drasha that I should darshan. Yesterday's drasha of the prat uchlal uprat ke'en prat, like we had, not to go and tell you the shnei chatzan and vatzog, you have to eat them together. So it should say, oi, Now, our Gemara Shnei Chatzanim or Shnei Zogim, but you'll see there's an Aleph that says it's another Girsa of the Oirach Mishar, Chatzanim v'Zogim, Oy Chatzim v'Zog, my Hilchus HaKos HaRachman v'Chatzanim v'Yadzog. What the Gemara is saying is, to be consistent in style, shouldn't it say Chatzanim and Zogim, which would mean both of them plural, or Chatzim v'Zog, both of them singular, Vushtek Chatzanim, which is plural, Adzog, singular, as well as, what's the Ad in the middle? Oh, from this interesting way of expressing it, first the Prat Uklal Uprat that we had before, by the fact that it's not at the beginning, it's at the end after the Klal. So Baruch Hashem, we're able to go learn both Limudim according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah. So you don't have to go and pigeonhole Reb Elazar ben Azariah and said he holds like Reb Elazar, he could even hold like the Rabbanon.
So yes. The odd is an odd expression.
It's an odd expression. We're shelly when we get it.
Exactly.
Good. Right. Reb Elazar de Dorish Miet Veriba, Prat Uchlal Uprat Minole. Reb Elazar that does Darish Miet Veriba, how does he know, where do we find Prat Uchlal Uprat? Now, the Gemara's kasha on the surface, Gemara's shaila on the surface, is a little bit strange. Because if you hold Ribi V'Miyat,
you don't need Klal U'Prat Klal at all.
Exactly.
It's a different school.
Exactly.
Application now.
Exactly.
This particular instance.
And this is bothering Toises as well. There's a lengthy Toises, don't be nervous. It's right before the wide lines. Reb Elazar Darish Ribi V'Miyat, Prat U'Klal U'Prat Minolei, V'Yem Toima. What do you have to? Maybe Daket doesn't hold of that. Why don't we ask on the Rabbanan? Hey, Rabbanan, you that learn Prat Uchlal Uprat, what do you do? When do you learn the Miat Variba? It's not a kasha. They don't learn Miat Variba. After all, throughout Shas, Klal Uprat Uklal come up fairly commonly, fairly frequently, and like we're going to have shortly, the drush of kiyitin ish el riyeh chamor ashor esa to besamach the rabban and darshle bechalal uprat to klal bazov the rabbi is kena prat. So why don't you go and have now their brothers should go and say, no, I don't learn klal uprat to klal. I rather learn from ribui v'miut and then have a machlokes. By the fact that you don't find this Rablozer throughout Shas, is the Chassimin that generally, normally, he also agrees to the Klal Uprat to Klal, or the Prat to Klal Uprat. It's only on rare occasions that he uses the Ribui Umiyot formulation. Yes?
When we have the different duties, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, who are arguing about this, and my understanding always was that the Ribui Miyot method includes many more things, whatever they're capturing.
Typically, yep.
And only excludes typically the one thing, the final Miyot.
Right.
And the Klal Prat Klal is doesn't capture as much. Mm-hmm. So if you're using Ribui Miyot, you don't need Klal Prat Klal to capture anything. It's already included in the set of things you're including.
Absolutely.
So why are we even entertaining that he needs Klal Prat Klal? He doesn't need it. What's the purpose halachically for him to have that? He doesn't need it to capture anything else in his halacha.
Every time we find a klal uprat to klal, you'd have to analyze and say, of course there's klal uprat to klal, the answer is X, Y, Z.
Right.
If we were learning it from Reba Neid Kriboy, would there not be additional three or four or five?
And there usually are. It's only one thing that's excluded.
Good. It's Akam Reb Elazar, it doesn't feature any of these Gemaras elsewhere.
I don't know. Usually it's
from that's the Gemara's gotcha.
Okay.
By the fact that we don't find them elsewhere, Frey Gemar Taka, what's going on? Is the Chayra Simon that he agrees
generally
that typically you do learn Klal Uprat Klal? It's only in certain occasions that you learn the Ribi Amid formula. So the Gemara wants to know where. Okay, so starting it. That's, by the way, the first teretz. Then there's the second teretz of Tois, which is a little bit more intricate, which starts Oy Marie on the sixth or seventh line. Why I would assume that Reb Elazar holds elsewhere Klal Uprat Klal. But for the first teretz, it's simple. I don't find Reb Elazar arguing throughout Shas, except for here. It's the Chayr Simon that he holds everywhere else a Klal Uprat Klal. Is Reb Elazar the Dorish Miet Veriba Prat Uklal Uprat Minole? Now the Gemara's kasha Minole is not how do we know, but Minole, where do we find that he would agree with Klal Uprat Uklal or Prat Uklal Uprat, as opposed to over here where we find that he argues with the Miat Fariba, and not because we find anywhere expressly that he holds, but rather from his silence, the assumption is that he agrees with the following drushes.
I don't know. He's a student Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua is a student Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. So right. Why are we saying that he, generally speaking, is siding with in the school of Klal Parah Klal? Maybe he's always in the school. I mean, his silence tends to be the fault that he's agreeing to Ribui Miut school of study.
Apparently, this is the only time we find it in Shas. Therefore, next time, Nitzan, after we go through the whole Shas, then we'll try to find any other instances we find Reb Elazar. Apparently, nowhere else does he talk about Ribui Miut, and therefore the assumption
is a Miut.
Oh, that case, it's a Miut.
It's a Miut.
Okay, Shkoyach. Anyway, on to the Gemara. The Gemara now tells us three separate Makoyrois where we find the drushes of the Klal Prat, the Klal Prat, the Klal Prat, and we don't find Rebavo, not Rebavo, we don't find Rebelaza that's arguing. It's Zoktimara Om Rebavo. So Rebavo is the first one. Navklimi Haikra. He learns the following drusha, just like we do. The Gabi the Din of Prat Uklal Uprat. Shteitin Posiv. Chiyitin Ish Ariyeu Chamor Oishor Oiseh. This is referring to a case of a Shemir Sucha. What does it say by Shemir Sucha? Do we have the Torah Shalom? Yeah. Kiyitin Ishor Yehu Chamor Oishor Oiseh B'chol Behema Lishmoir U'meis Oinishbar Oinishba Ein Royem. Next passage says, Shuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneem and Lishoach Yodim Mlechas Riyeh. Which tells us that a Shemir Sucha, although he is Chayev the Pshia and Gneva Vaveda, he's potter from Oinsim. So now the lashon of the pasuk is v'chiten ish ariyehu chamor oishar oiseh. Those are all pratim. Those are obviously enumerated animals. And then it says v'chol behema. That's really klal, any animal. And then it says lishmar. Lishmar now is considered to be chazer upara. It's a prat. Now why is lishmar considered to be a prat? Because Rashi said that. Rashi. If you look at the mafarish, on this gemara gives us all the examples. I might have thought that if we just say the klal generally, v'chol behema, that it would include even wild animals. The Gemara is going to bring a little bit later, down at the bottom of the Yomid, that we learn from another pasuk, that chay is b'chol behema, and behema is b'chol chay. And that being the case, sol kedai techamina, if a person is in charge of dubim v'aroyois, bears and lions, he'd also have to go and do shmira on them. That would be a very difficult task. And so therefore, what our Gemara is telling us based on this limud is the prat uklal uprat iadadon elek ena prat, that the only thing that a Shemir Socher would be chayiv on for the Gnei Vaveda and for the Pshia would only be on regular, normal animals. Since it's ke'ena prat, we have to add something ke'ena prat. What's ke'ena prat? We're going to add oifois, birds. I guess you have to make sure that they stay in their cages or stay in their dovecots or chicken coops or whatever. Mashenke dumarayis, a person would be off the hook because of the fact that it says at the end of the pasuk lishmar, only those animals which are possible that you can, that you have the capacity to go and protect them and to watch over them. Mashenke dumarayis, since they are considered to be wild beasts, those are not included in this limud. So if you look at the mafarish on the right hand side, mafarish is about 10 lines in from the top. Even bears and lions. And then it's a lishmar. That's a prat because the lishmar means only those things which you are capable of giving shmir and of supervising. Dumvarois a cat. See, after donal kena prat, the hani prota basar lemidi to bar shmirahu. It comes to include things that you are capable of supervising and watching. Then Ishban Aleh, because that's the next pasuk. Shavuos Hashem Tia Ben Shneem. So what would be it, such an item? Keep going. Nami Oifis, which are also Bali Chayim, just like the animals which we listed. As a result of Kena Prat, we'll have Oifis. But what are we going to exclude? Atadumaroyis, Talaban Ishmiranu, She'ein Lehem Tarbus. They cannot be tamed. They cannot be cultivated. Those are impossible. So therefore, Shokti Gemara, that's the first prat uklal uprat to which Rebbe Elazar would agree. Rava Amar, Rava says, I have another pasuk. Nafkalimi haikra. What's the pasuk? This is talking about bringing a korban oila. What does it say in the pasuk? V'yimman hatzoyim korbanim menaksovim oyimun eizim la'oila zachar tamim yakri venu. If you want to go and bring a korban oila, the pasuk tells you you have all the choices in the world. Prior to that, it says in the pasuk, you can go and bring it from bokar. Now we're talking about bringing from Tzoyin. Later on, the Pasuk says you can even bring from Oifois. You can bring an Oilas Oif. Good. So what does it say in the Pasuk? The Im Min. Well, the word Min means some. By definition, it means Prat. And then it's a Vimina Tzoyin. Tzoyin is cloud. That's a general category of all Tzoyin. And then it says, Kivosim the Izin. Chaza Uparat. So what's the Loshan of Pasuk? Vimina Tzoyin. Kabonai Minaksavim Omen Izin. Morris says Kvasim, Ksavim, which are basically interchangeable, but the Pasuk says Ksavim. So the Imin is the Prat. The Tzoyin is the cloud. Minaksavim, Minaizim, that's the Prat. Oh, so you have a Prat, Uklav, a Prat, you have an Elik and a Prat, and you're going to be only going and be Marbek and a Prat. What means Marbek and a Prat? What are you going to be? Moitzi? Well, what's going on up here? After all, Tzoyin, it's only a broad category.
The only thing is Kvasim and Izin. That's it. There's nothing else in the category.
Exactly.
I all of them, you know, maybe once they get older, but that's the same thing as Kvasim.
Okay, so then, in fact, let's take again a look at the Mefarish, who explains this. Rav Mehaikra, halfway down the Mefarish on the right-hand side. V'imena Tzoyin, Karbonai, Menaksovim, Oyman Izin, right here in the middle. So Mefarish is just doing us a favor. Apparently he didn't have the Torah or Hashalim in his Gemara, so he's giving us the Pasuk. Min Prat, Min is Prat. Hatzoin is cloud. Ah, what is the Tzoin including? Vafila Roiva, Venirva, Mukta, Venevad, the Esnan, Umachir. I would think Shekshen and the carbon. The cloud come to any Tzoin, even those Tzoin which are spiritually blemished, because rather than Erev Mukta Venevad, so I would think that it continues on. Maksavim and Izim Pchazim Parad to Loi Mashmalei Kolola Kimoy Tzoyin. It is not as broad a cloud like Tzoyin, although Maksavim and Izim are also quite broad, but they're not as broad as the Tzoyin. Tzoyin is the granddaddy, so to speak, and these are the next generation. The Mita Luhu Kol Hani. As a result of the Prat Uchlal Uprat, we're going to go and exclude all of the aforementioned Roy Venev Mukta Venevad. But every time you have Ke'ena Prat, you have to be Marba something. So what are going to be Marba? They're going to be Marba those. It's Rabbi Lahu, Kigoy Nevda Behem Aveira, Kigoy Hachoydish Bishor Uvachamor Yachtov, Bishachorish Boy Bishabbos. Now you're going to think to yourself, that's interesting. So I'm using this Ke'ena Prat to exclude certain Aveiris V'Yisurim, and I'm also using it to include certain Aveiris V'Yisurim. Where's that line of demarcation? How do you include some and exclude the others? So if you think about it just for a moment, it's pretty easy, because the first group is something we're talking about, the Guf HaBehema itself, that it has become affected. Roy Venirva, obviously, and engaged in
Royas. A Maisa.
Oh, Mukta Venirva, that's also a Maisa, that somebody worshipped it. The Esnan, Umachir, that those were brought from Hamas's Nus, with that transaction, against a Maisa. Masha'in, given you're talking about the Chodesh B'Shov HaChamor, and Chodesh B'Shov HaChamor, that's considered to be external to the body, so to speak, of the animal. It's not that the body of the animal, the neshama of the animal, the nefesh bahamas, becomes infected. So those things are okay, and the other things are not okay. Yes, you have a question.
Yeah, all the pratim of rova, nirva, muksa, neva, we have from other sukkim in the same
part. The Pesach talks about that down below. What do you need this pasuk for?
So what's this? We have prat to this, prat to this, prat to this.
Mm-hmm.
So what's this suddenly where, oh, this is where we learned it from. It feels like it's redundant, it's repetitive, duplicative. Ubrik, as they'd say in some languages.
Ubrik. The Toys down below ask this question. The Toys is himself. I would never have done that. I don't even know. Play my high crutch, you partially left it before. Made the rush. And the Mavoshim talk about your question, why do we need this min? We have other limudim as well.
The beginning of Ikra, the first
thing. The Rashi, the beginning of the Seder.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm the Mavoshim. We also ask the very question you're asking, why do I need this limud? I have other limud. But getting back to our Gemara now, so Rava says that's how I know the din of Prat Uklal Uprat, to which even Rav Lozer would subscribe, and I add those of the lesser Aveira, and I exclude those of the greater inherent Guf Aveiras.
By the way, when the Mefarish says B'shur v'chamor, Shacharish B'shur v'chamor, V'shacharish
v'chamor,
two separate cases. It's not all three. It's not like Pratim and Zagim. You have to have them together and
Shacharish. It says Shacharish B'shur v'chamor Yachtov. Right. It's the whole year. That's every day, 24/7.
Right.
And then of course you have to do Chamisha B'Shabbos. So those are two separate
things. Okay.
Okay, Omalei Rav Yehuda Midiskarta L'Rava. Rav Yehuda Midiskarta now is arguing with Rava. From Leilif Min HaDein Krav. Why don't we learn from this pasuk? I'm just trying to look here in the places to find your where he asks. We have other drushes for it. I don't see it automatically. But the toys in the rush, we'll talk about this. But getting back to our Gemara. Now, the pasuk that we quoted before of Rava was talking about a carbon oila, and specifically oila from Tzoy. Now, for those of you that have the benefit of Torah HaShalom, and even if you don't have, that pasuk is Vayikra Aleph Yud. It's the 10th pasuk in the beginning of Parsha, and as well as Sefer Vayikra. There's an earlier pasuk, and that's pasuk Beis, after the pasuk Vayikra El Moshe V'Dabar Hashem Elam Me'ol Moed Leimar, which is the first pasuk, Kodesh Baruch Hu called Moshe Benu. Dabar El Bnei Yisrael V'Yamart Aleim Odam Ki Yakar Mikem Karban Hashem. You want to bring a karban oila min Abaheima, min Abakar, min Atzayin Takri Wis Kabanchem, etc. So that's only pasuk Beis. Zokter Chav Yudim Yiskar Terova. Why do you have to creak all the way to the 10th pasuk in Vayikra? Already the very beginning of Vayikra, right? After the formalities of the salutation, Vayikra El Moshe. Oh, Tava B'nai Yisrael. What does it say? V'leil min adenkra. Min prat. Just like you said, min atzoyim. Here is min abahima. Min is prat. Abahima is klal. Bokav etzoyim chos parat. Prat the klal. Prat the adadon el kena prat. Oh, how to shine. The inyan of kena prat. Now, what would we learn from this, and what are we going to exclude from this? Again, we have the benefit of the Mefarish. V'leiv man adenkra. Adenkra, that's again about 10 lines before the end of the Mefarish. Min ha-beheima, u-min ha-bokr, u-min ha-toyin. Yakrivet, it doesn't say really yakrivenu. It says takriv, what's the lashon here in the basic? Min ha-toyin takrivu es korbanchem. Okay, so again, min is prat, to mashma min ha-beheima, to make ha-beheima, not all. Ha-beheima is klal. Oh, what would we include? Afil ha-chaya, the chaya b'chlal beheima. We have other psukim that tell you that chayes b'chal behemah, behemah is b'chal chayes. So I would think you can go and bring a carbon from chayes. Therefore, I have this chozar uparat, boka v'tzoy chozar parat, prat v'klal v'prat, elikena prat, next v'farish, nimetle chayes, and we're going to exclude chayes, because you have to be ma'itzah. This rablahu, bochur v'zokeng. The oil above bochur, avabisha ain osher b'bochur, v'osher b'zokeng, avabisha ain oil b'zokeng. In other words, what we're trying to say is that you have all ages, older and younger. That's the riboy or the klal. And what is a prat? And a prat to go and exclude chayah. So zoktach Rabbi Yehuda midiskat l'rava. Oh, I have a beautiful prat to klal prat from the beginning of the parasha from pasuk beis. What do you have to wait until pasuk yod?
But it's not so good because you have prat to klal prat prat klal prat klal. But you're minatzavim. So you have an initial klal of prat within the same pasuk.
You're talking about in the second pasuk of the Gabbat Tzoyin.
That's right.
You have multiple pratim of ksavim and ezim.
No, multiple pratim with and klalim followed by a prat and klal again.
Well, no.
You've already done min habehema. That's a prat of klal. Then you have min hatzon. That's a prat of klal.
Right.
You
know, the Gemara is assuming that these are two separate limudim. Each one is geared to go and teach us a separate limud. So the im min atzoin, we have the im, you're right, is a prat. The tzoin is a klal. And then I have ksavim ve'izim, those are additional pratim. So I have on its own a prat, uklal, uprat. What do I learn from that? Like we saw in the previous Mefarish, it comes to exclude real bad, big Averis, Roiva Venirva, Mukta Venevad. It comes to include, I wouldn't call it small Averis, but those Averis that don't really affect then the Nefesh of Bahamas, the goof of the animal. Such
I
as.
My question is, even the focus on the word min,
yes,
signifying a new prat, here you have additional uses of the word min in the same pasuk, which suggests that there's an additional prat.
I see what you're saying. So by the fact that it says min atzoyim, that is min aksav, min aizim, what do you do with the additional mins?
It's a prat, and klal. That's a word. No, I'm saying is it's multiple pratim.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, but he's saying that each time. Okay, good. So I don't know if you heard what Barry was saying. Barry is saying that you have now each one of the min, as you say, is a prat. Ksavim is also a prat, and izim is also a prat. Why they consider to be pratim? Because the big klal in the pasuk is the tzoyin. So anything less than tzayin, ksavim and izim are subsets of tzayin, so they're also pratim. So it's not unlike, for instance, when we started off today talking about nazir, that in the first pasuk you have all of these pratim one after the other, the yayin and the sheikhar and the choymitz and the mishras anovim and then anovim lachim divashim. You don't dash each one of those individually, that's just the family of pratim. And then we got to the general klal. Mikolash yos mikefereyayin. So here too, the min hakvasim or min ha'izim, that would be multiple pratim, which is fine. So you learn out.
And now you know what they mean.
Now you know what they mean, exactly. Anyway, sometimes you really get me min. But getting back to our Gemara, so our Gemara tells us, says Rabbi Yehuda Midaskarta to Rava, you didn't have to wait for the 10th pasuk, you could have darshened already from the 2nd pasuk. Amalei, so now Rava is responding, min ha'ilek l'mashmi, you know, not from that 2nd pasuk, I could not learn. Dimi hasum ha'vamina, I would say ha'beheima, since the pasuk uses the term ha'beheima in the middle of the pasuk, right? Min ha'beheima, so I would have thought, chai b'chal beheima. We have drashas elsewhere, the chai b'chal beheima. Where are those other drashas? So you see the top mafarish once again, Tichsev, it says in the middle of Dvarim, Zois beheima asher techeilu, and then it says, Ayilu tzvi v'yachmor. And all of those, of course, are chayis. So you see that chayis b'chal beheima. So if we were just learning that pasuk, you reviewed me discard this pasuk, I would say the chayis b'chal. And you'd be able to go and bring karbonois, not only from behemois, but also from chayois. So now, responds back Rabbi Yehuda Midaskarta to the Rava, I respectfully disagree. Amalei chaya b'chal behema, although I agree with you, normally chaya would be included behema, but here we have the benefit of the end prat. After all, this is a prat uklal uprat. What is the end prat? Hakseh baka v'tzayin. V'havalei prat uklal, and then the Bach throws in the word prat. Prat uklal uprat. V'yatadon el ke'ena prat. And therefore the ke'ena prat is the baka v'tzayin, and not the chaya. Therefore, I could learn this drasha after all, says Mihuda Descarta to Rava. And the Gemara ends the discussion there. It doesn't say what Rava's response would be. So, bottom line is, we have three potential sources where the Gemara assumes Rabbi Lazar agrees with those drashas of the Prat Uchlal Prat, even though in our Gemara he learns Miut Veriba. Now this Milon de Ochihu is no longer addressing Rabbi Lazar, it's going now on the Rabbanan. And what we wanted to know is, how do you know that there is in fact such a Midah in the Torah? After all, if you go and say the Rabbi Shmuel and you say it slowly, you'll notice it doesn't say anything about a Prat, right? Uchlal Uprat. It only says about Klal Uprat Uchlal. So how do you know that you can even go and Darshan in this fashion? And how do you know that there's even this midah of klal uprat uklal that tells you ken uprat? Maybe there's just a klal uprat and im b'chal mashem uprat. Maybe just a prat uklal. Maybe you don't have any of these drushes.
By the way, does the prat klal uprat equal effectively the same?
Morris is going to ask that question shortly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How do you know? So if you look at the second choices, minon dachihu, arabanun koi. We're done with Rabbi Lazar. We're asking generally the darshin, the el klal uprat uklal. You notice that there's a one over there, and that one tells you. That's not the only one, it's the Prat of Klal Uprat. It's in fact, it's quote-unquote a mistake. It shouldn't say Klal Uprat to Klal, it should say Prat of Klal Uprat. Anyway, Umarbek Enaprat, Ukaboy Minolan de Midazuba Toira, Hain Le Medrish Kenaprat. How do you even know that there is such a concept, such a Midah? Where do you take this from? Ishok Timor, I'll tell you, I have a riot. So Timor, back to third line. Minolan de Hochi, who decided you live in the fourth line? When Asata Kesa Becholash et Avin Nafshecha. What is this all about? This is talking about the din of Maaser Shaini. If you are a farmer and it's year 1 or 2 or 4 or 5 of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, during those years besides Truma and Maaser Rishon, you also have to give Maaser Shaini. Now Maaser Shaini is different than any other type of Maaser. You don't really give it. You have to be Mafresh it. What do you do with Maaser Shaini? You take it up to Yerushalayim, exactly right. Now what happens if it's very, very heavy? I live in Beersheba. I'm going to have to go and schlep thousands and thousands of tomatoes and bananas and this and that. Fine. But I'm going to have to schlep all of those to Yerushalayim. That's a huge, huge schlep. A huge load. I'd have to hire 50 U-Haul trucks. It's going to cost me a lot of money. So Torah says, you know what? What you can do is betzarta kesef biyadcha. You can go and be poda the master sheni and take the money up to Yerushalayim. So you have to appraise and assess how much is this master sheni worth. I have 50 tons of grain. It's worth $1,000. You go and do a pidyon onto the money and you take the money to Yerushalayim and there you have to use those funds.
So can we assume this was a regular thing?
A regular thing. Yes, he brought it up for the regular. Exactly. Ah, anytime you'd be Ola Regel, you'd go and bring over that money for the Master Sheni. Of course, you didn't have to wait till the Regel, but it would be a good idea because you're going anyway.
Yerushalayim with payros also, generally, they brought it up.
That's true, as well as you can go and bring Karmi Shlomim for it and have it with your family during Yom Tov. Ah, Gishmak. Very good. Now, can you use those funds you bring to Yerushalayim to go and buy brand new Svarim? For instance, a Sefer that's Masber, Sechtes Nozer. Go and buy a set of art scroll Shas. Isn't that, that would really be good food for thought and for contemplation. Yep. Could you go and use the funds for that?
Yet.
How do you know? Because Zed Lepasiv, Nesata Kesa, Bechoyla, Sheta'ava Nafshecha. No, Ta'ava Nafshecha, that's what I want. I want to have a new art scroll Shas. Isn't that what I want? So that's a klal. Then it says in the Pasuk, Bechoyla, Sheta'ava Nafshecha, Babokar, Uvatsoin, Uvayayin, Uvashaychar. That's prat. Anything. So now we have my klal, uprat, the klal. What is that? Ke'en prat, ma prat, mefurish. Pri, mipri, v'gidule karka. Afkol pri, mipri, v'gidule karka. Now what does that mean? So we have
animals
over here, I'm sorry?
Animals and vegetables.
Animals and vegetables, as well as anything that grows from the ground. As well as, how do I know that it's animals? After all, we talk about pre. Pre sounds like, you know, when you
fruits.
When you eat meat, we don't typically make a brocha boir pre adama. We go and make a shahakal. Why? Because it doesn't grow from the ground. So here, it's talking about pre-mapri, peiris, and gedule karka. So what does it have to do with animals? So if you look at the third toisvis, says, ma prat mafurish bok of etzoin, pre-mapri, to behemois mis abreis zu mizu viyoldois. Ah, so the pre-mipri I learned from the fact that animals go and give birth to other animals and become pregnant.
That's their peros.
I'm sorry?
That's their peros.
That's their peros. Yeah. The fruit of the animal are their future offspring. Oh, so that's how we know animals. What do we learn from gedule karka? Shehein, the animals gedelin mina oretz me'eseva oretz. How do these animals survive? They don't go and buy food in the grocery store, even the one on 41st Street and 16th Avenue with a wonderful Belzach Sinem, but you know their father and their children right, for many, many years. They don't go there. You missed that part. But anyway, but they rather go and they graze out in the field. And that's where they are. So they are Gidule Karka. So what does this come to be married? Every time it's Kena Prat, Klaalu Pratu Klaal, continues on the toises, Afkol Li Suye Oifois. When you go to Yerushalayim with your Master Sheni money, you don't have to go and buy Dafka Boker V'tzayin. You can go and buy Oifois, because Oifois also grow from the ground in the sense that they also peck at and they eat from the trees, they eat from the floor, they eat whatever available vegetation, grass, whatever is available to them. For the Mute, Dogim and Mayim Umelach. Those are excluded. You cannot use Master Sheni money for Dogim. The Gemara assumes that even though Dogim presumably also eat from the seabed, but that's apparently not considered to be Gidule Karka. It's not the surface.
It's not Karka. They don't list Pitrios. Mushrooms that you are excluded from Master Sheni.
Okay.
That's an omission that is surprising.
Good. Well, I guess the choice is Kirochla Lazel Velazel. He doesn't go through everything. He relies on your fantastic memory of Masechtas Erevin, so that's how he knows that. But anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, back to this Toises, so therefore, that's the one of the Mekoiris, that there is such a drush of Klal Uprat Klal, to tell you that anytime you have Masech, any money, you go up to Yerushalayim, besides buying actual payers, you can only able to use it for meat, as well as for chicken, or doves, or oifis, any type of oifis.
Don't buy herring.
Don't buy herring, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Lazar continuing on the same toises. The Dorish Lebaria Riba Umiyat Variba Marbinan Afilu Dogim. You can go and use a Master Sheni money even for fish, because since Riboy Miyat Variba is usually considered to be a more expansive, broader limud than a klal uprato klal. So therefore, you can go and buy dogim. So a person who wants to go and buy dogim in Yerushalayim from his Masa Sheni, it depends whether he holds like the Rabbanan or he holds like Rebbe Lasa. Anyway, so getting back to Agimar. And now, Agimar is Jok Nochamu, we wanted to know, where do you find this type of limud somewhere? Oh, so we learned it from the Masa Sheni. Klal prat klal yedun klal prat ma prat mafurish pri v'riyav gulay karka. I've called pri v'riyav gulay karka, and it comes to include the oifos and excludes the dogim. Now, freighting moriyetz mechti klal uprat uklal ken prota dainina. We know klal uprat klal is ken prat. Klal basr may ahani. What is the final klal benefit? Why don't we just go and say klal uprat? What do I need the additional klal at the end? So this Gemara is really, it's not a Gemara from Masechtas Nozir. It's really telling us generally, Hilchos Midos of Rabbi Shmuel, how you darsh in the Torah. So, Klal Uprat, says Gemara, wouldn't that be sufficient? For the Prat, I say the Prima Priyigdulikark. After all, we're talking about the animals. We're talking about the Bokar V'tayin, Yayin V'Sheicher. Bokar V'tayin are live animals. Yayin V'Sheicher grow from the ground, right, from the vines of the vineyard. So, I have already Prima Priyigdulikark. Vostavachom, the additional second klal at the end. Everybody will tell you why. Ahani lo yisufi kol d'domile. The purpose of the klal upratu klal is to add the ke'en haprat. Meaning that if I only have a klal uprat alone, you say klal uprat, ein b'chlal ela masher b'frat.
That's it.
And that's it. And therefore the pasuk says, what do you have in mind to have a nafshecha? Does that mean that you can go and buy an art scroll shas? No. Babokar, uvetzoin, uveyayin, uvashecher. Those four items. I could not go and buy any other item besides meat for bokar uvetzoin, or wine, or shecher, aged wine. Or maybe that's talking about beer. But only those things, nothing else. Oh, by adding b'cholashet sholcha nafshecha, that adds ke'enabrat, and that ke'enabrat adds on any types of peyros, any types of growing animals, including the oifos, but does not include the fish. Okay. Freitimor v'su. Prat uklal uprat. Ke'ena prat tayninam. Let's go back to yesterday's drasha. Now we just went through a klal uprat uklal. Yesterday we went through a prat uklal uprat. And there too we said ke'ena prat tayninam. Prat basro mayahani. Why do I need that final prat? Why can't they just rely on the prat and the klal? To worry, lav prat basra, have a minan nasa klal moisif ala prat, and I would overwhelm the prat. Remember, we have over here a prat and a klal. What was yesterday's gemara make a prat or klal? Of course, we already spoke about this at the beginning of today's shir. You start off miyayin v'sheicher yazir, that's a miut or a prat. Mikoyla sheyosim gefer ayayin. Oh, then because she also gives the yain, overwhelms the yain v'shecher, because we started off, Nazir says, it's only a little bit yain v'shecher. Oh, by the way, it's not only yain v'shecher, but it's anything and everything. And that overwhelms it totally. And therefore, says Yomara, what did I learn from that according to Rabbi Loza with the miut and the riboy? To tell you that it's marbe the alin the lulavim. So what do I need that final prat at the end, once again, of the chatzan and the adzog? According to Rav Loz ben Azari, according to Rabbanan, what do I need that's additional prat? So in other words, look at more Nachma. So frank the more Nachma. Vesu, prat uchlal uprat. Ke'ena prat ayinim. So I said, Alam v'lulav, and that's what was according to Rav Loz. According to Rabbanan, ke'ena prat, I learned pri and psoilis pri. Pri and psoilis pri, you remember that we added the boiser, that's what Shelby told us already yesterday, before we got to the Gemara.
And the wormy ones.
And the invendikra, and those are novishisliya, those are the wormy ones, and you remember that David Fishman wasn't so happy, he wanted to know why it's a lashon zocher, not lashon akeva, etc., etc. We had that whole discussion yesterday. But getting back to our Gemara of today, we want to ask, why wouldn't it be sufficient just to have the prat uklal without having that final prat, prat basra mayahani? Against his more ilav prat basarof, we wouldn't have the final prat. Have a min and nasa klal moisif ala prat, and therefore we'd be moisif kol mili. Would include virtually everything and anything, and all we would be b'mayit would be one thing. You have that miyot, one thing b'mayit. Otherwise, everything else would be included. And therefore, that's why I have to have the additional prat at the end to go and say no. It's got to be ke'ena prat and not just a floodgate of anything and everything. Frank Timar, Umechti, train Klodi Uprata, who train Prati Uklala, Ken Prata Dainina, my Ika Baini Ubaini. This is the question that Barry asked about 10 minutes ago. Both Klalu Prat Uklal, we say it's Ke'ena Prat, and the Prat Uklal Uprat, we say it's Ke'ena Prat. Is there a difference then between Klalu Prat Uklal and Prat Uklal Uprat? L'chayda, they both come up to the same. So there is a difference. Ika, the Ilu Tartin Kloli Uprat, if you have two Klalim and a Prat, in other words, a Klal Uprat Uklal, you have more Klalim than you have Pratim. E Ika Prat de Domile Afilu Bechad Sad Marbinan. When we say Ke'ena Prat, you only need to have one similarity, one common trait, and that's already enough to be Marbe Ke'ena Prat. However, trait Prati Uklalim, since there are more Pratim than there are Klalim, if you can go and find two commonalities, two things that they are similar, then you're marva. But if it's only one, you're not marva. So it's a very subtle distinction, but there is a distinction. The Ke'ena Prat, how many similarities do we have to be able to find to go and say Ke'ena Prat?
Are there examples of
I looked and I didn't see.
Okay.
Exactly. The uklal nasa klal moisavala pratis rabbi kol mile. So now the Gemara is asking one final question. We have our famous pratuklal, and we have our famous miyat v'ribuy. Yesterday it was somewhat apples and oranges because Rabbi Elazar was only darshening the miyat v'ribuy, and the chacham were darshening klal uprat uklal. And you remember the nafkimina was that third leg, which is the mechanim chatzanim v'adzog. Why didn't Rav Elazar darshan it? Because Rav Elazar holds like Rav Elazar and Azariah, like we started off today, that I need the chatzan v'adzog for the other drasha, that you're not chayv unless you have chatzan v'adzog together. The Rabbanan apparently rejected. Although the Gemara said Rav Elazar and Azariah says, I can hold like the Rabbanan too, because otherwise I would have enumerated as part of the initial pratim, why did I enumerate at the end? Comes to tell you both. Fine. But now, Frank Timur, what happens if I have... they're exactly the same. What do I mean exactly the same? You have a situation where you have a miut v'riboy, and you have a situation where you have a prat and a klal, without the final miut and without the final prat. Are these the same or are they different? Zoki mar mechti prat uklal. How does the Gemara learn it? Nas a klal moisav la prat, and it's israbi kol mile. It's marve everything, except of course the prat itself. Umid v'riban nami. Then we say the same expression. We're marva everything, except for that one thing that we're marva. So my ikka bein miyat v'riba lepratu klal. Is there any practical distinction between the two?
They fall out the same result, basically.
Exactly. Everyone ikka, yes, there is an afkin. Ilu prat uchlal marbinan afilu alin vilu lovin. That was yesterday's more. That was Rabbi Elazar in the case of Naziris. That because of the pratu klal, if you had prat uklal, you'd be marve even the alin lulavim. While miyat v'riba lulavim in alin loy, you'd only be marve the lulavim and not the alin. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between lulavim and alin? Lulavim are the shoots which grow out. Alin are the leaves. Today, of course, things are different. People go and any fancy chasana, the only things they give at the beginning of the chasana are the leaves. Mm-hmm. You used to go and give a shtick of fish, a shtick of fricassee, tachlis.
Because they wanted to leave.
Soup. apparently. And sometimes they give a portobello mushrooms or go shine.
Not much of Shani money. Not with much of Shani money, though.
No, of course not.
They don't say because they want you to keep your head above water.
Why are you loving in Alan? Why are you loving yes and Alan no?
Oh, so loving presumably is more of a food growth, I guess, in the good old days. People that were desperate
would think
should
have hearts of
palm.
Hearts
of grapevine.
As opposed to leaves. Leaves, you figure that's going to be eaten by the animals, going to be eaten by the deer. Mm-hmm. If you live in Muncie, you see the deer constantly going and eating from the grouse and from the ground, and also nibbling on the leaves from the trees. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so love them in Alan Light. Now, this Gemara is a little bit difficult. Why is it a little bit difficult? Because yesterday, who was the one that Darsh and Miat Fariba? That was Rabbi Elazar. And what did he learn from that miyat v'riba? L'rabois, l'lovim, al-alim, l'lovim. And now you're saying it's just the opposite. If you learn pratu klal, you marba fil al-alim, l'lovim. But you're doing miyat v'riba, it's l'lovim, in al-alim, l'lovim. That's just opposite of yesterday's Gemara.
Yeah.
Didn't Reb Loza say yesterday, mid Mariboy, and he added the Angul Lovin, right? Does that bother you? It bothers everybody. Not only us, but also Toysis asks this Kasha. Ika, that's the big Toysis here on the bottom, the middle of the wide lines. Ika, the Ilu Prata Klama Bina Fila Angul Lovin. Fila Mid Mariboy, Marbina Lovin. In. Alanoi Tema. That's at the very beginning of our sugya. So now you're going to see that there are two different types of leaves. The El Mairi be Alan Rakin, easy to chew, soft leaves. Ah, Machaya. Dumia Dululovim, just like shoots. They're already pretty hard. Those are difficult leaves to go in stomach.
They're the pre-Shabeshta stage.
Sorry?
They're in the early pre-Shabeshta stage.
Okay, very good. So therefore, this, don't say that all leaves are created equally. Some leaves you eat, and some leaves you leave, and you don't eat them after all. Achteimu Batoises now asks another Shtarke Kasha. The Midas Mid Variba is Shtarke than the Midas Klalu Brat. What is this eight that you have over here? Eight Tzorachloima. Einoi Marbe. Ainum marbe kemoi midas pratu klal, vamai the midas riba mid veriba marbinan tfei mimabidas klal upratu klal. From our Gemara, it sounds like mid veriba adds less than the pratu klal. That's what the Gemara says. Pratu klal marbinan afilu alin and lovin. Mid veriba only lovin, but not alin. Oh, so in other words, klal, pratu klal is a broader limud than mid veriba. Normally, when we have a klal upratu klal, we say we're only at and a prat. By the riba mid for riba, we usually
everything
say
but the opposite.
Everything other than the most
similar thing of the prat.
Exactly. So that's the chayyim. It's just the opposite, right?
Right. So prat klal should be more inclusive.
The prat klal should be less inclusive than the mid for riba. The Gemara should say just the opposite. That prat to klal, you only have the lulavim, not the alin. Well, the mid for ribur, oh, much more expensive. The love of an alin, it goes against the normal the way the Gemara is. So zok the Gemara skip a line that says, "The rap nishmos eino yenuis and tam ledavik." When Shirogel Rashi the parish b'chol mokoyim, the eicha the ika klal uprat have a prat pirushe shel klal. Like we said yesterday, the prat defines the klal. The sois mavata la klal legamri. The entire klal is broad klal. It's a shmetered. It's shattered to smithereens. You just go, rather the prat is a pirusha shaklal. Ki loy hoya, as if the klal didn't even exist. Avriyat mamir, the ein miut pirush riboy. See, there are all different types of change of gersois, which can kind of can drive you crazy. Avriyat umiut, ein miut pirushoy of the riboy. Levato riba legamri. It's not the definition to go and be mevatel riboy. Ki loy hoya, el riba ktsas, umiut ktsas. As a result of the riboy, as a result of the miut, we leave the riboy intact, and we might a little bit. Hilkoch. So that's how normally you have the klal, prat, klal, and the riba, miut, but riboy, riboy, and the miut usually are marba more than the klal, prat, klal. Hilkoch, kisha, prat, koidim, klal. In our case, when the prat comes first, nas a klal, moisif ala prat, umavatal haprat legamri, kiloy hoya. Here it's working the other way around. It's not that when you have the klal and the prat, we're saying that the prat devastates the klal because ein b'chal elamashim b'frat, and therefore it's a defining moment. Oh, the prat defines the klal, and therefore the klal is tishmetered. You only have the prat. Here we're talking about the ribo mit. What's the ribo mit? Dei mit pirushoy. Wait, we said that already. Rather. When the prat comes first and the klal comes second, nasa klal moisif ala prat umavatal haprat legamri kiloy hoya. Now the klal goes and does a
deletes.
It does it just the opposite. If you have the klal and the prat, then the prat defines the klal and therefore tishmeters the klal. And now when you have the prat and they have the klal second, the klal takes revenge, and the revenge is that I'm going to go tishmeter you miut. And how or prat kiulei hoy as if you are not in existence. Share inlay mishir perusha shoklal achri shikodmoy. You can't go and say that this is a pirusha klal. That would be if you had klal uprat. You started off with a huge klal. And the Prat says, oh, no, no, don't get carried away. It's only the Prat. So therefore, that's why it becomes that defining moment. However, here it's the other way around. Because here we're starting off with Prat first, and then the Klal. So now the Klal says, Prat, I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'm going to overwhelm you, and I'm going to shmetter you. Therefore, Hilkach Marbinan Min HaKlal Shebo Achrav. Here, we're going to add more. Etc. In other words, what are we saying? I know there's a long Tosis, you can go and continue on to the Amud Aleph, but basically what Tosis is saying is, if you have the Klal Uprat Uklal, you're right, that includes less than the Riboy Miyad for Riboy, 100%. However, here that you only have two out of the three legs, I have the Prat and the Klal, or the Mid for Riboy. Just like in the case of the Klal and the Prat goes and defines the Klal and makes this Klal shattered, smithereens. It's only the Prat. Here too, when we have that, that's when you have the Klal and Prat. When you have the Prat to Klal, the Klal goes and shatters the Prat to smithereens and says, I'm going to be coil as much as possible. I'm going to ignore you, Prat. You're trying to go and needle me to this, to confine me, to restrict me. No, Klal, I'm out of my coil. So if I include even the Alan and the Love, Mashenko, you're talking about the Riboy Umid. What is the Riboy Umid? The Mir doesn't try to overtake the Riboy and say, no, you're goonished. He says, Riboy, you stay, you have all the covet in the world, you're the Riboy. I'm just Mamaita Bissala. I said, now when we do it the other way around, we have the Mir for Riboy. It's all to the same thing. It's not the Riba goes and takes away and overwhelms the Mir and smashes it to smithereens. The Rabbi says, I'm going to add a little bit. What am I going to add? I'm only going to add the love. I'm not going to add the
Aleph. Mutual respect.
Mutual respect. Exactly. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mitchell, we continue tomorrow. Bye, Sai. Have a wonderful day. Zagibah.